This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 80 for Wednesday, September 27th. I'm Adam Pellegiotti. The ICE Futures canola market made gains on Wednesday, receiving a large amount of support from comparable oils. Statistics Canada reported the August canola crush at 829,000 tons, up 31% from 1 year earlier. Chicago soil was up, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also higher. Crude oil gained approximately $2 per barrel after a large draw from already depleted U.S. stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. Northern and central regions of the prairies will see rain showers today with high temperatures below 20 degrees Celsius. In southern parts, there will be warmer conditions and sunny skies. The November canola contract was up $11.90 per ton at $726.10. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in positive territory, while wheat was in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its next quarterly grain stocks report on Friday. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average daily ethanol production at 1.009 million barrels per day for the week ended September 22nd, up 29,000 from last week. Ethanol stocks went up by 367,000 barrels to 22.048 million. The trade estimated that the USDA will report the final 2022-23 carryout for corn at 1.44 billion bushels on average as of September 1st, 13 million bushels more than what the USDA projected in the previous World Agricultural Supply-Demand Estimates report earlier this month. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Crodonier projected U.S. corn production for 2023 at 14.93 billion bushels. ANAC estimated Brazil's September corn exports at 9.59 million tons compared to its previous estimate of 10 million. The December corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.83. The trade's average projection for U.S. soybean stocks was 244 million bushels, 6 million less than the WASDE estimate. Cordonnier lowered his own projection for 2023 U.S. soybean production at 4.05 billion bushels. ANAC reduced its estimate for September soybean exports from Brazil by 620,000 tons to 6.23 million. Meanwhile, AgRural reported that soybean planting was at 1.9% as of September 21st in Brazil, compared to 1.5% from last year. South Korea bought 60,000 tons of soy meal, likely from South America. The November soybean contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $13.03. The average trade estimate for U.S. wheat prior to the grain stocks report was 1.772 billion bushels. 6 million less than last year. Ukraine's Ag Ministry reported winter wheat planting at 1.02 million hectares as of September 26, 64% more than 1 year ago. However, grain shipments totaled 1.57 million tons in the month of September, trailing last year's pace of 3.2 million. European Union soft wheat exports for the marketing year are down 27% from last year at 6.88 million tons as of September 24th. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.80. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.95. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.50. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellegiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.